I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I got a little article here. I'm going to be reading out of Romans chapter number 14. But I got a little article here I cut out of a paper years and years ago. And I'm all the time cutting out little articles and putting them back and sayings and stuff like that. And I've got about four messages on my heart tonight, so I don't know which one to start with. May just preach them all together. But here's the singing hypocrites. We sing, sweet hour of prayer, then are content to pray 5 or 10 minutes a day. We sing, onward Christian soldiers, then wait to be drafted into His service. We sing, oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, and do not use the one we have. We sing, there shall be showers of blessing, and fail to come when it rains. We sing, blessed be the tie that binds, and then let the least offense severe us. We sing, serve the Lord with gladness, then fuss about all we have to do. We sing, I love to tell the story, but you never mention it to anyone. Now that's what you call a singing hypocrite. And I'm afraid a lot of times we are that. But we got a song we sang right here in songbook. And sang it quite often. I am blessed. And I would like tonight, if the Lord helped me just for a few minutes, to preach on I am blessed.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I know what people are thinking when they're singing I am blessed is material things. And I am blessed with a lot of material things. But I had my wife to dig it out the other night, and I hadn't listened to it, but I had to dig it out about that Brother Hickambottom preached that message about going visiting that woman on that rock about true blessing, where he visited that woman on that rock where she was living out on that rock. He said you couldn't pray on her there because there's too much God. Now that is being blessed.
Amen.
Why do you don't have a car in your carport, or you don't have no money in the bank? If God is with you, you are a blessed person.
Amen.
If you're flat at your back and somewhere in a nursing home and ain't able to even feed yourself, then God has washed away your sins, covered them with the blood. You are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. They think, well, I've got one new car and I'll buy another. No, the Lord's really blessing me. Is it the Lord blessing you with that? You know the devil can do some blessing.
Yeah.
He told the Lord one time, he said, all this right here will I give you if you'll just bow down and worship me. He can give you things too.
Sure.
Amen. David, y'all went ahead and preached. Romans chapter 14 and verse number 11 and 12, where I want to start my reading at tonight. He said, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Yes.
So that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. If correctly reading,
amen.
Them two verses of Scripture.
Bless the Lord.
Now, them two verses of Scripture is just as true as John 3:16.
Sure.
Every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess.
I can look back over this crowd here tonight, and I can just picture in my mind a walking by, maybe at a somewhere at a funeral home, and seeing every one of you laying in a casket where you departed, left this life. But I'm going to tell you something. When you leave this life and you get in the hands of a just God, you're going to be in the hands of somebody that's going to do right.
Amen.
I might stand Mike and say, well, the life that they lived, they busted hell wide open. But when you get in the hands of a just God, He's going to have the life say so.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I might say, now you come to church here, and I might say, hey man, the life that you live or live, I stand up and say good things over you and say while we're here you are resting in the hands of God, but when you get in the presence of God, He is going to do what's right.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
You might be satisfied with the way you're living. Your neighbor might be satisfied with the way you're living. But I'm going to tell you, when you stand before the judge of all judges, thank God He's going to have the last say-so when He reads in the book and your name is not there, you are not a blessed person.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Right.
I think I'm blessed because my name is wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Lord.
I hear people, I think what Brother Billy Mitchell says, I hear people talking about, oh, when my name was wrote in the Book of Life, when my name I was wrote here, it was wrote then, it was wrote that time, thank God I'm like him. I'm glad I found out when I found out that it was wrote in the Book of Life.
Yeah.
Amen. Some places it takes to talk about being written before the foundation of the world. I've got to get a deep subject right there. That's the foreknowledge of God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have to sleep under a bridge, on the overpass, and cold, hot weather, and bad food, if you are saved by the grace of God, you are a blessed person.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I don't know about you, Oscar Stintall, talking this morning about been losing some sleep. I've been doing some deep studying for the last few weeks. I mean some deep studying. Amen. It's what am I doing? Is it a pleasing God? I might do everything in the world that would please everybody in this building and not please God. What I'm worried about, when I stand there on that day before the judge of all judges, thank God He has the last say so. That's what I've done. The way I've lived. And the way I've loved. And treated. My fellow man. If he please with it.
Right.
Yes, nothing more.
I was listening to Brother Leon Buzzard last night. And he really put a thought in my mind. I'm going to preach on some of these days, and Oscar sent a choir boy beside this morning beside what I do when I get on. Hey man, when he was preaching on render unto Caesar, what's Caesar? And render unto God's what's God's. Amen. He named some things that belong to Caesar that God's people are trying to say belongs to God. I've got news for you. He said, love not this world. Neither the things of the world. If any man love this world and the things of this world, the love of the Father is not in him. And if the love of the Father ain't in you, you are not a blessed person.
Amen. Right.
Bible said in Luke, I believe it is. I used this one time at a funeral. Your life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which you own.
Uh-huh.
Amen. How there was a certain rich man whose land had brought forth plentiful. Amen, I can hear it now. I'm going around. I'm telling everybody, say, look in here. Amen, how blessed I am. How blessed your heart. How but God. How that man that's going to do right on the day of judgment. David, he was looking from the other side. Thank God he was looking. How the man was here. At material things. But God. I was looking on the eternal things. How we better get our hearts and our minds off of the material things and get them on the eternal things of God.
Amen.
He said, my land is brought forth plentiful. I ain't got no place to put it.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about being a blessed man. I'm really blessed. But I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
He didn't consent, ask God about it, but he knew what he'd do. He said, I'll tear down my barns. I'll build bigger ones. And I'll lay up all my goods.
Yeah.
Thank God. And say to my soul, you've got plenty of good. Things to live on for a long time. Amen. But you know what the eternal God said? Thou fool. Amen.
Yeah.
This night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who will these things be? And he said, so is everyone that's not rich toward God. Now, God's blessed everyone in this building, I'd say, with a lot of natural things.
Sure.
We'll all have to agree on that. I got money in my pocket right now. I ain't got much in, but may have more, David, than I'll ever need. I may not never live to spend one penny of it.
Yes.
But God bless your heart. I've got something wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord's taking care of that book. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, might be somebody before this night's over with. I come out with a gun and rob me of what I have. Unnaturally. But I'm glad that book that's in heaven. God's got it guarded. And the devil himself cannot touch it.
Amen.
We're getting our blessings mixed up.
Uh-huh.
I told my wife this evening that I was going to kid Jeannie a little bit tonight. Roy was standing back there at the door. This morning was a-talking. And he said, a woman that ain't lost a key to the cook stove
That'll still be a good cook, so there ain't gonna be no divorce going on. I told my wife, I'm gonna tell Jeannie, I tell she's a good cook. Amen. God bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. Amen. It's time we look and realize, amen, the eternal God. Amen. If y'all help me, and pray it would be real good, there's about a half of a book of Genesis I want to teach on sometime. Amen. You said you're trying to get us back under Moses' law. No, this was before Moses was ever born. This is the law of God. What God created. Amen. I found a place over here where the law said you could do this. I found a place over here where Paul said you could do this, but I found the place in Genesis where God said not to do it.
I'm blessed and believe in that book.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you my belief. Definition of faith: believing what God said.
Amen.
That's the only thing I thought this morning you was talking. I just kept thinking. That's the only thing come to my mind was just believing what God said.
Amen.
Bible said Abraham believed God. And the Bible said it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And the Bible said he is the father of our faith.
Yep.
Amen.
So faith ain't a thing in the world but just believing what God said.
Amen.
That's the only definition I can find. Just believing God. When God said, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish, I believe that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something. If you ever get enough faith to believe God that what He said, get enough conviction, He'll give you enough of faith to believe in Him that you can get forgiveness of your sins.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Yes, right or wrong. Acts chapter number 3, I believe it is, where He said He blessed you in turning you from your sins.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm talking about blessing.
Yeah.
As a song, I don't know, it may not bother you. Here's one of them messages I won't preach him, but I'm going to drop this while I'm here. Talking about living in Canaan now. Living in Canaan now. Said, boy, I done crossed the river of Jordan, I'm living in Canaan now. You search it out and see what they got and they got into Canaan. All hell broke loose on them.
Yes, sir.
They warred and they warred and they warred. Thank God they were eventually cast out of Canaan. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't just going to high hat and thump like this and get over into Canaan.
No,
amen.
If you'll study about that, he had to cross the river of Jordan. And if you'll study it real close, you'll find it was in a time when Jordan was out of bounds. You'll study that real close, and the history on it, all that growth around that river. Thank God there was ever kind, a wild beast that could be thought of, hiding in them bushes. So when the river swole, it drove all them wild varmints out. They didn't only have to fight the river, they had to fight the beast to get through the river.
Yes, sir.
And if we can't live in a time of peace, what are we going to do in the swelling of old Jordan? Amen. Jordan's fixing to swell on us. This is another message. Amen. But Jordan's fixing to swell on us. I'm telling you, water's fixing to get out of the bank. Every wild beast, every sodomite, every abominable thing that walks on the face of this earth, every demon is fixing to come out and
and I ought to have a war with the beast of this world.
Amen.
Let me drop you this, and I don't intend to get dirty and vile. I just want to tell you what a holiness preacher told me yesterday evening. He was on his way to prison to preach. He does a lot of prison work. And pray for them fellas that works in prison. But he said the prisoner now over in Georgia, he lives in Georgia, and they said got they dress certain prisoners in pink. Just to show you how vile.
Come on.
They take the men that expose themselves and make them wear paint to where you know who they are. You think all hell ain't a breaking loose?
Come on.
I believe the doctor this morning, sometime or another, he said something about it. Or somebody did, it might have been Mike. I was talking about people being in jail. Amen. Gonna have death penalty on, but got forgiveness of God. I was thinking about what Brother Toby Powers. I told me one time he preaches more in prison than he does anywhere. Amen. But he preached down here. I used to have a lecture chair daily. I said he preached and he preached. One old fella was fixing to go to the lecture chair, had a life sentence on, and said he got down. And wept his way through to God.
Yeah.
Right there in that prison house. Asked Toby, said, when they walk me out to the electric chair, will you walk with me? He said, I sure will. He said, if I'm marching down there out to that electric chair, I don't prisoner know he's going to death.
Uh-huh.
I said, he reared back. I sang in Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Are you talking about being blessed? He was a losing his life here.
Amen.
Now that's what I call being blessed.
Amen. Yeah.
I don't care what you do, you're going to lose this one.
Yes, sir. Right. Fact.
I ain't got much more to go nowhere. I know that. Her asked me the other night. I guess it was Brother Morgan yesterday. He said, he's doing much preaching here lately. I said, mighty little. I said, that's one thing I ain't able. Another thing is I don't want it. I said, most of it's the latter part. Now come on. Help me, Lord. Now Oscar proved to me this morning that he loved us. And if he didn't prove it to you, you need to get in this altar right now. A man that'll tell you the truth, I don't care if it's me, Oscar, David, amen, Jason, or Taylor, who it is. If it's a cold stranger, somebody, I'll read your mail from a well there and cause you to get down and get things fixed with God. They love you.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
If I didn't love you, I'd preach just like that fellow done in that newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Davey went this morning. Amen. Bless your heart. But we all gonna stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yes, we are.
I don't care if they have got 14 judgments in this Bible. You're going to stand before the judgment of Christ.
Yes, sir.
All judgment is given unto the Son.
Right. Amen. What the book says.
Now you can put as many of them as you want to in there. Brother Raymond Cook used to preach, and I liked what he said. I've used it a many a time. He said several things, but he said, hey, man, they're talking about being taken out of here. Ain't got no one time out there in front of Boaz Hospital. I got him started right there on the street. He just preached a while on the street. He said, what's going to happen to Raymond Cook? He said, I'm going to check out over here. I'm going to check
check in over yonder, then I'm through checking. Hey, amen. I'd bless your heart. Thank God he said, I'm going to preach. The second coming of Christ, I left these other fellers. I preach these other four or five. I'm just going to preach of the second coming.
Amen.
But you're going to stand before him.
Yes, sir.
Now, did you take serious? I may ask you this two or three times before. Did you take serious what Oscar preached this morning? Wife went home, burned it off, and I listened to it to see how good it come out. It had better second time than it was first. And I'm not bragging on Oscar either. Oscar's a man just like Peter said, I'm just a man.
Yes.
But I told Brother Milby a while ago, I said, I'm fixing to send you a CD. Amen. I said, I want you to hear. Hey man, what we've been having to put up with. I bless your heart. He said, I don't know about that. Said, it might get me to where I don't want to come. Hey man, I said, no, you like it. Hey man, I said, it's my style. Preach what God said and let anybody do whatever they want to with it.
Amen.
That rich man. You study them, man. I'll get that. But you study Jeremiah when he talked about what are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan.
Yeah.
I got on my mind pretty heavy in what few books I got. I dug it up here a while back, Mike. Showed a picture of that river and trees and stuff, shrubbery, had that thing lined where, I mean, you couldn't walk through it. And they said in there every kind of wild beast that they was dwelling amongst that shrubbery on each side of that river where there was close to water. And said when Jordan swelled, got out of banks, it pushed out in amongst that and run all them wild animals out. Now that's what Jeremiah said. But if you can't do it now in a time of peace when we ain't been put in jail,
hello,
what are you going to do to swelling of old Jordan when all the wild beasts come out?
Amen.
I mean, Oscar was talking about it a while ago when it first come in. I hadn't read it in a while. I read it, but I hadn't stopped and thought on it. Over in the book of Acts, there's a place where they put Paul and Silas, I guess it was. Paul and somebody put them in jail. Amen. They sent word down there. Amen. Told them they was free to go. Amen. Paul said, I ain't going nowhere. Amen. I'm going to stay right here. You let them. How they put me in jail. You let them come down here and get me out. If we was in jail, somebody unlocked the door, we'd tear the thing off the hinges. I'm getting out the front door. But old Paul said, I ain't going nowhere. He had his anger. He had his trust. He had his belief in the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now that's what I call a blessed man.
Amen.
He may have been in jail, but he was blessed with faith in God.
Amen. That was his thing, brother.
Amen. I'd rather have my faith in God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen to Ralph Cox last night. I mean, there were some of them old preachers out preached back in the 80s. Ain't God 25, 30 years ago, Ralph Cox was preaching about a man they hired at the bank and said he was in there back when he said, and of course y'all don't remember it, penny postcards, amen, 2 cent postage stamps, and stuff like that. That sounds strange to these young people, but I remember it well. And said, this man working in the bank, he was sticking stamps on envelope after envelope. And said, the boss man come by and said, is that bank mail? He said, no, it's mine. He said, is that your stamp? He said, no, it belongs to the bank. He said, you're fired. Amen. I said, we hired you how to handle thousands of dollars. And if we can't trust you, with a 2-cent postage stamp, out the door you go. I'm a wonder now if God can trust us with a 2-cent postage stamp. That'd get us between a rock and a hard place.
Yes, sir.
God said, provide that which is honest before all men. If he can't trust you in that the least, he sure can't trust you in that big. I want mine to where he can trust me. I know I ain't nothing. Never will be nothing. As long as I'm here, Barbara Jean, I'm just the dust of the earth. But I'm a working for that incorruptible crown.
Amen.
Here's another one that was preached. I mean, a lot of times I get ideas out of them old CDs, and I also get some things that sound stupid. He was talking about 30 years ago, he was talking about that anybody's full of the Holy Ghost, you can't deceive them. I looked over my wife, I said, why did he tell us and take heed that no man deceive you? He just put that in there for no reason at all. But he went on and hung his own self. He said when he got out of the service, he went to Oklahoma and married a woman that was pastor in the Church of God. Then telling me that before the Holy Ghost you can't be deceived. He's dead now. I'd like to talk to him. If you can't be deceived, what in the world did you mean by marrying a woman preacher? Come on now. I bless your heart. Amen. I'm Bible from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. When God said, suffer not a woman to teach a man, I urge the authority over him. I'll go to my grave standing on that scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
There's times that we need to realize that we are going to stand. I want to ask you this now before I close out. If you know from the bottom of your heart, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're going to lay down tonight and never wake up again, would you be satisfied the way you're doing? Would you be well pleased to face God just like you are? That's something to study on. Because it's very possible. I hear Joe Willie Fugit say it time and time again. Right here behind this very pulpit. He said, I don't want to be bothersome or troublesome to my family. I want to just go home and lay down and go to sleep and not wake up. Somebody said, God won't answer your prayer. Don't poke that in my ear. He went home, he laid down, he went to sleep, and he didn't wake up. You know that could happen from the oldest to the youngest in this building tonight.
Sure.
You may turn the radio on in the morning and hear where James Shaver went to bed and didn't get up. I may turn it on and I can hear where you went to bed and you didn't get up. Are you well pleased and satisfied right now the way you are to stand before the God of this world in judgment?
Wow.
Now Rob shows. You got a CD of him. He's got a saying that I really like. You ain't getting by with nothing.
Amen.
I've never heard him preach a time when he didn't use that about two or three times. You ain't getting by with nothing.
Right.
Every once in a while I pick up my phone, if I hadn't heard from him in a good while, and just text him and I say, you ain't getting by with nothing. You ain't. Let me say this in closing. Let me read that scripture again, though. Romans chapter number 14. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. These people that's going out taking these guns, that's demon possessed and killing. You know what? I told some, and I've said it a lot of times, and I hope the Lord grants it, that whenever judgment day comes, I'd like to be standing right beside Obama when he's judged. There is one thing that I would like to do. I would like to be standing right beside that man when God appears to him. You're going to see a black man turn white and bow. I'd tell him so. He's going to bow his knee, and God, he's going to deny how the Muslim faith. He's going to deny, amen, everything that he's ever taught. And he's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord unto the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
You know something? Miss Hillary is too.
Sure.
You know something? Donald Trump is too.
Right.
You know what? Every one of them demons in the White House is going to bow.
Sure.
Every one of them outside the White House is going to bow.
Yeah.
And they're going to confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
I probably won't be worrying about Obama on that day, but I sure would like to see it. Old Mohammed's going to be out of his mind. He don't think going to be on his mind then is he's not right with God.
Yeah.
That's one thing that you had better be sure of. There's a lots of things in this life that we do that we might make a mistake of and not be sure of. But this right here that I'm talking about, you had better be sure and very sure and sure that you are right with God.
Amen.
When I get to the house, I'll push this aside. That's what you done with Oscar this morning. Might well push this aside. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to die.
Yes, sir.
Pointed down the man wants to die. How many is here? 25? 20? 25? Just a few years. If time permit. One by one. They're going to leave out of here and they're not going to be a one of us left. But when the last trump sounds, that John said there's going to be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
And God said then there was going to be a separation.
Yes, sir.
He's going to separate them like a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And there's going to be a judgment. Amen. I believe one of the young ones read this morning. I may be wrong. Amen. Where he said over there, you visit me when I was sick. Amen. You visit me when I was in prison. Amen. And so he put them on the right side. Amen. You better make sure, very sure, that you're going to be right with God.
Amen.
But let me say this. I mean, I can't find no quitting place. You say, preacher, it costs too much. For me to be a child of God, it costs too much. Come without money, come without price, and buy. Who paid the cost? You think before the foundation of the earth, before there ever was the earth, there's a board meeting in heaven. And God made a decision, Him and the Son made a decision that before the foundation of the earth, that He would die for the sins of mankind. Amen. He left His throne of glory. Amen. You talk about costing. And God, He left His throne. I come down here and put on the robe of flesh, just like we got. He went through this sin curse, a world speed, a spin on beef, amen, and gold slab, and my beard pulled out, nailed to the cross, a side pierced, and it cost you too much.
Come on.
Heaven,
Lord.
Heaven, as Irving Green said a many times, heaven is cheap at any price. It cost heaven's best. You, it's a free gift to you.
Yes, it is.
All you've got to do is just to hear the preached word of God. Then the Holy Ghost draw you, and you come to Him with faith.
Yes.
By grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You got to believe that you're a sinner. You got to believe that you're going to hell. You got to believe if you don't come to Him and you don't repent, you don't have faith in His blood for the remission of sin that are past, you're going to hell. It's just as simple can be.
Amen.
It was hard whenever I was trying to do it, but now it's simple. You don't do it no how. It's God does it.
Right.
All you got to do. I'll tell you the hard part for you and me is dying.
Right.
Dying to your own self will. But you remember, you are going to stand before the judgment of God Almighty. And the one that's blessed is not going to be the one that had everything, that rich man that had everything here on this earth. When he died, the Bible said he opened his eyes in hell. He was blessed as people would count David here on this earth. Lazarus laying there without anything in the world. I'd say, sorry old beggar, get him out from here, he stinks, his soul stinks, he ain't good, but he was blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Yes,
amen. I think God, I've said it a lot of times, and I know I've got to hush. I've said it a lot of times when they go to bury me. I want to be buried with the King James Bible under my arm. Thank God, and I said I've always wanted to be buried with a fork in the other hand. The other day, Jan was down at Hobby Lobby, and she found me one. Hallelujah. And that's going to cause a lot of people to ask the question, why put a fork in his hand? He said, because of the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. You go into a cafe and eat, they'll take up everything and leave you for it because they're fixing to bring the dessert. I want my fork. I'd have given get my dessert when I get tired. Hallelujah. But are you satisfied with your life right now? Now turn it back to Oscar.